It's the post-match show from a lively Glenbrook. Everyone's smiling because Liverpool have strolled into the World Cup on the back of a 3-1 win.
Are we going to World Cup?
Well, surely to the break.
We'll win that fucking thing.
I mean, you might be in sending a team from Mars. Who the fuck knows? You've heard David Cabana. I've also got Sean Bennett. And I've got Stu Wright. And Stu, it was on before half-time. We got to relax in that second half, which is what you want. And, but at the first half, we were at it, we were on it, we built pressure, we scored some good goals, and I really enjoyed the performance.
Yeah, I did. I thought we looked good. It was nice to see the front three in particular. I thought for the first time, I think, this season, they all seemed to know what each other was going to do. The link-up play was great. Nunes, I think he really enjoyed himself. The relationship between him and Mo really is coming on. It's going to be beautiful. You can see it's got all the ingredients there, hasn't it, for an amazing partnership, I think. Just a lovely way to see them off for the World Cup, and we can all have a break now. And to be fair, I've needed this break as much as them, so it's a lovely, lovely way to head into that break now. And it was dead weird wishing everyone Merry Christmas on the way out. That was a bit strange, wasn't it? 12th of November, wishing everyone Merry Christmas.
I thought new jammies on tonight.
I thought he's doing a photo shoot of this.
I thought the first 10-15 minutes, you know, we were slow starters. I think, again, we got the goal, but I think then we settled back a little bit, and we let them in a few times. They were flying forward and putting crosses in. But I think that's understandable, really, when they've got a new manager. You know, it was hard to tell the way they were gonna play the game today. But once we settled into it, it was really an enjoyable game. And, you know, there was loads of highlights, loads of great performances that I can't wait to talk about.
Yeah. Sean, Stu touched on the front three there, and they all look dangerous. Bobby gets a goal, Darwin gets two, how Mo Salah doesn't score, I don't know. And how he's ever going to get a fucking penalty, I don't know, by the way. But they're so threatening, aren't they? The three of them, and you know, when the players get it out of the air, and when they're getting the deliveries that they were, it's a nightmare for anyone. Southampton couldn't cope.